Good morning, Rabbi. I'm sorry. I'm calling from a spot where I didn't have service. And I hope that now we'll have continued service. Okay, we'll go back to the sugya. We were holding in the sugya of Mechashvin Me'avoyda La'avoyda. Okay, we'll quickly go through the Shurikat Miyadim and the Gemara. The Gemara started with a Shaila of Mechashvin Me'avoyda La'avoyda. Gemara says, the bottom of the Aftesam is Aiz, it's my Shochto Lishmo. And that really is the Hemshech HaSugya. More of a Shaila, the Shech, the Korban, Lishmo, meaning Lishem, that Korban, and your Kavona, Bishas, Shchita is that you're going to do the Zrika, Shalai, Lishmo. At the Eshma, Mapstula, Lishloka, Shalai, Ksheva. If Yechon says Psula, because the older rule is Mechashu, Me'avoyda, Me'avoyda, that the kavana you have by one avoider, what you're going to do by the other avoider, is effective. Yal finon mi machshevas pigul. We learned this out of pigul. Just like pigul, the concept of pigul is always a thought of what you're going to do later on. What I did over here. And the shloki says no. The shloki says ksheiro. Because they mechashem avoider avoider. Yal finon mi machshevas pigul. Right away, we had a problem with the first step of the Gemara. The first step of the Gemara wants to use Pigul as a malamed. That's what Rabbi Yechonon learns from Pigul. And it sounds like from the Gemara that Rish Lakish just argued whether you could or cannot learn from Pigul. The problem we had was just from simple pshat. In Mechashvin, the Avodah La'Avodah is very different than Pigul. By Pigul, the kavana is that you're going to do something a ma'isa yisa. You don't have kavana about a kavana. The kavana at the time of shechita is that you're going to do zrika chutzos malei. You're going to spritz the blood in its wrong time. Or you're going to eat the korban shalei bizmanei. So in all the cases of pigul, the kavana you're having during the avodah is about an action that's going to take place later. Over here, we're talking about a kavana you're having at the time of the avoda A, where you're saying, I'm going to have kavana by avoda B. So it's a kavana on a kavana. Not a kavana of an amaisa. It's a kavana on a kavana. Which, l'chayra, is no analogy to pigul. Clearly, by pigul, somebody would say, shechting the korban, and they have in mind that when they do zrika, they're going to do the zrika with the bad kavana. Clearly, that would be an ineffective pigul. So, therefore, irrelevant of whether we learn from pigul or not, which seems to be the machlokes, even if pigul would be able to be a malamed, even if we'd be able to use pigul as a way of learning, it shouldn't help us. It should not help us. Because by pigul you don't have this metzias. So, in our discussion last week, we had a chakira. The chakira we had was whether, in fact, the kavana you're having shloi lishma now about what you're going to do later, whether that kavana alone passes the shechita, or does it pass the zrika? We spent a lot of time going through this with the briskerov and the chazanish. And the Rambam seemed to say clearly that it's a kavane, that we look at it at the time of the kavane, that it's as though you're having the kavane b'shas zrika. That seems to be clearly the Rambam Shitah. That's the way the Rambam reads. So, because the Rambam says, we look at this Kavana as though you had the Kavana B'Shah Zrika. He says, the Machshava that you had at the time of Shitah is Ki'ilu Choshva B'Shah Zrika. What's the Lashon Rambam there in Psuri Mugdash? So, the Rambam clearly seems to learn that way. So the Rambam is learning in fact. So the Rambam, in a sense, makes it a little easier, because the way the Rambam is learning, the Kavana really is being effective right now during the time of the Shechit. It's not a projection for later. It's a Kavana right now. In that way, it's similar to Pigul. In other words, Pigul, the thought that you have for later, infects the Shechit itself. So too over here, the kavana you have that you can have in mind shalei lishma b'yisrike, is that alone is a bad kavana. That alone is a kavana apisolos b'shchita. As the Rambam seems to be saying, but although it's possibly, we look at it kilu what happened by the zrike. But Tosis in Pesachim, Tosis seems to have a different mahalach. Tosis says that if somebody would have kavana by the Korban Pesach, he's going to have a zrike, shalei lo'echlo. He's going to spritz the blood of the Korban Pesach with somebody who's not worried to eat the Korban Pesach. But he says, you can't do. He learns it should come out that it's not as though you did it by zrike. It's as though you did it by Shechita. So in one regard, the Rambam and Tosfos are similar to the fact that there is a conclusion. Meaning right now, that's I think the only way to learn the Rambam as well. That right now, the Korban becomes possible. The Rambam, according to the Rambam, the Chiddush is that is By all of the Dalet Avodas, all of the four Avodas of the Korban are in front of us at the time of the Shechita. And therefore you have an ability to push any of those buttons and make it possible. So by you having in mind that you're going to do the Zrike, Shalei Lishma, that alone is considered Kavona HaPeiselas. So again, I think that the Rambam would agree with Tosfos. That as far as the psul, the chalois psul is happening now. Because that was another problem we had, we discussed last week, briefly. We didn't really have a shot in the Rambam in conclusion. That Rabbi Leib Steinemann, Zolgizun Zayn, and some others, asked that according to the Rambam, to come out if you had one person shechtiko, with a kavona, he's going to spritz the blood, shalei lishma, will be makabel the blood, shalei lishma. And then another client does that avoid it. So according to the Rambam, that it's only a projection on the Zrike, the Korban should still be kosher. Right? Because the Koyan A can't project the Kavana that Koyan B is going to have. That doesn't make sense. So Rav Aaron Leibach asked like that on the Rambam, which is very, sure, that would be, clearly, it would be unacceptable to learn that, according to the Rambam, if you hold Mechashon, the Avodah L'Avodah, you need to actually do the second Avodah by the same Kohen in order to make it possible. That's too big of a Chiddush that's not found anywhere in the Sugya to be able to say that. So therefore, I would say that the Rambam and Tosfos are on the same page, which is that the Psul is happening now. The difference between the Rambam and Tosfos is that the Rambam seems to be saying that when you're shechting, all of the avodas that you're about to do, that are being mischayev from the shechita itself, are all here, and therefore you could have already a kavana for yourself. Similar to what we brought down from Rav Shach, the Chassidic Levrach, that shechita is a tzarech zrika. It's a similar type of concept. But basically, when the four avodas that we have that the kohen is about to perform are all on the table to be manipulated. Now, but even according to the Rambam, the kohen now gets irreversible damage. That's the only way to understand the Rambam. Although the Rambam says, but now we look at it as though it was spritzed, shaloi lishma, it doesn't mean because now when you're going to spritz it, we're going to now basically apply the kavana you had before. It's not the pshat in the Rambam. Because if that would be the pshat in the Rambam, then you would need the same kohen of it. But rather, the Rambam would say that Rav Yechonon holds mechashim le'avodah avodah is that all, and that's what we learn from Pikul, that everything is on the table at the time of the shechita already, to be able to be manipulated and passive. It is a broader level of basically disqualifying the kol and those negative kavanas of each avoda are potentially activated by any of the avodas. That's a machashim me avodu avodu me. But it still would be considered technically a psul zrika. It would be a psul zrika. Even though it's not pshat zrika, it would be a psul zrika. That's at least the way the Rambam reads. Tosfos, on the other hand, b'chayr is muchach, that it's a psul shchita. And that's what we said already last week, because by a korban pesach, shaloi v'oichlal, it only becomes possible b'shah shchita. There is there's not even a psul of shaloi v'oichlal at the time of zrika. So if we're only going to apply this psul as a zrika psul, it should be ineffective completely to pass over the korban. That's why it seems to be locked in that the only way to understand Tosfos is that the psul is not a psul zrika, even though you're having in mind on the zrika, the psul is a psul shchita. And according to the Rambam, mashmois is very strong, but it's a psul zrika. Mashmois is the Rambam. Okay. So now let's take a quick look at the sugya in Sanhedrin, try to get from there a clarkite. So we asked the Oilim to look it up. I'll read it quickly, the sugya there in Tzachim. And, first we'll touch on that sugya in Sanhedrin. More says in Sanhedrin like this. Before I read you the sugya in Sanhedrin, let's just chop that second Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, Perek Beis. Rambam reads like this: Hashechet is a behema. If somebody shechts a behema, it's talking about a behema schulim, a regular animal, and this kavana is l'zregdom alakul. In order to spritz the blood, probably the zara. What he has in mind is going to be makter chalov and favor desire. The Rambam says, "Harezu asur." The carbon becomes also al sezivche mason. The animal becomes also ba'achila, like an animal that was shechted favor desire. And here the Rambam reads like this: "Shalameidim machshavim b'chutz b'chulin b'machshav es hakotch b'fnim." The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, in Hilchos Shechita Avodah Zarah, the Rambam is saying that the reason why the korban is possible is because we basically learn from Pikul. That's what the Rambam says. We learn from Pikul. Just like you see Pikul when you have a kavana on the future, it affects, it impacts the current status of the carbon. But the Rambam says the same halacha applies by Avodah Zarah. So what's fascinating about the Rambam Shita is that the source of all of this is our sugya. Right? Our sugya is the one that brings in Avodah Zarah. But our sugya starts first with the Gemara we just read. Chashem me'avoyda la'avoyda. A kutcher. And the Gemara brings down, potentially we learn from Pigel. The Rambam, when he brings down the halacha of our Gemara, he doesn't learn it from Pigel. He just says in Svara that the machshava mechashem me'avoyda la'avoyda. And he says that this machshava that you have in mind by Shechita, it's as though you have it in mind by Shazrik. That's what he says. That's why it's possible. The Rambam, in Bayas, in Sulei Mugdashim, the Rambam seems to learn that Mechashven and Me'avoyda La'avoyda is a Svara. That's what seems to be so fascinating. Again, however we're going to learn the Rambam why it's a Svara, how he gets around our Gemara, that has to be analyzed. But that, whatever that is the Shita of Rambam. That the concept of Mechashven Me'avoyda La'avoyda does not need to be learnt out of Pigul. It's a Svara. And yet, when the Rambam comes in Ilchus Shechita, disqualifies the Kol. In Ilchus Shechita, there the Rambam takes a different approach. And there the Rambam says, we have to learn it out of Pigul. It's really fascinating. Really, really fascinating. That in the Iker Sugya, the Rambam is not using the limud of the Gemara. But it's all there, the Rambam is not using the limud. Karen heard by us as Amen on that as well. Okay. So I think this is really the approach that perhaps has to be taken. We have to go to that Sugya in Sanhedrin. The Sugya in Sanhedrin is very, very interesting. Because the Sugya in Sanhedrin goes, and the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yechanan Shoychet Amanas Uzrek Lavodisara. Right. Tomei Shech Amanas Uzrek Lavodisara. Moider Eshlokish, that the Behema, right? Although the Behema kosher, according to Eshlokish, was Yovein Bechash and Me'avodil Avodah, he still holds. Still in all, the Shlokish holds the Gava is Chayiv Nisa for worshiping Avodah. He must have needed the Avi Amishtach of Elahar. The Har Mutter, boys they decide. The Gemara basically says that the same Shlokish in our Gemara who learns that Ein Mechashrim Me'avodah La'avodah, and therefore the Kavanah you have is in effect. The Kavanah you have at the time of Shechita about what you're projecting to do by Zrika is ineffective, and it does not change the status of the Korb. Similarly, by Avodah Zarah, he holds the same halacha. Somebody shechs the animal, he has in mind that he's going to spritz the blood for Avodah Zarah. Point of Yechanan, Taka Osir. Point of Rish Lakish, he holds it to the same status as Kutcher. So it's not effective. The Gemara is saying it's an Hedron. In spite of that, he still holds that the person who's doing it is Chayiv Nisa. Now, if the Gemara ended there, we'd somehow be able to make it work. You'd say in Echanami, Achlokes Reich or Shlokish is Taka on the Chefts of the Karb. As far as the person is concerned, Kavona the Kavona. Kavona Lavet is where it is. The Baikachim, we're dealing with how it's impacting the carbon. It is a machlokes reich or shlokish. How effective is this kavana at the time of Shechita about Zrika? How effective is that in passing the carbon? But as far as you as a person, your kavana for Avodah Zarah, that's either way it's a problem. So again, the Gemara would have just said, Moider Rav Yechon and Rish Lakish, they're both Moider, so we would be able to make this Gemara work. Problem is, that the Gemara doesn't end like that. The Gemara then goes in the other direction. Toras Hafuchet. The Gemara says, and Rav Yechon is Moider, okay, that even though the Behemoth is Asura, The Komokon Gavra Lav Bar Katola. The Gavra is not a Bar Katola. Really fascinating. The Maram over there is aiming on this to try to explain what's going on. Rabbi Yochanan seems to be Mamish and Medrash Kliya. Seems to be Mamish and Medrash Kliya. Because if it's passing the carbon, okay, if it's passing the shechita, because that's how much the Avodah Zarah is impacting, how could you say they cannot engage in the mice of shechita's Avodah Zarah? If the facts on the ground, the other way around is quite logical. Quite logical. Now, once a person is thinking about Avodah Zarah, the main look, that alone is Avodah Zarah. That alone is Avodah Zarah. So although it can't be matzis, the actual heftzah, fine, but you as an individual are being mechashev for Avodah Zarah. And just to give you a far-fetched thing, clearly, there are certain kavonis that a person is not allowed to have, a Jew is not allowed to have. I mean, let's even talk about Avodah Zarah. Let's say the person, when he shechts in the Kolben, he has in mind about something entirely different, nothing related to this Kolben. He has in mind that he's going to shecht another Kolben for Avodah Zarah. Yeah. Clearly, that Kavana is also a deraisa, such a Kavana. Now, again, I'm saying it's Chayiv Nisa for that Kavana. The Kavana is a Nisa deraisa. That's Acharei Levavchem Zeminis. Clearly awesome. Or if he was having Machsheves Arayas. Yeah, he's shechting. He's having Machsheves Arayas. Gili Arayas. Clearly the Machsheva is a Machsheva that's a Suvah Medarayas. Right? But we all understand that would not impact the flesh that he's shechting. Because the Kavana is not a Mechutin with the Maise Shechite. And therefore, the behemoth would still remain kosher. So, Rish Lakish gives us still a lot of leeway to be able to say that the machshava you're having is asur, machshava you're having is avodah zarah machshava. But in order for an animal to become kazer treif, avodah zarah has to be that the kavana is on what you're doing, on what you're doing. And since he holds that in the concept of mechasher and the avoida or avoida, is a disconnect in the avoidas, and you can't impact from one avoid to the other. So therefore, just like by kosher it doesn't passel, by vizor it doesn't passel, still in all, he's made that avoida zor it is. Avonos avoida zor it is, mice avoida zor it is, but it's not going to passel the meat. That's something we could deal with and explain. But Rabbi Yochanan, not only does he hold that it's a kavanah of Avodah Zarah, but he holds that there's no barrier of mechashev and avodah l'avodah. That's why Rabbi Yochanan holds that the animal's actually traced. It's the animal of Avodah Zarah. How in the world could Rabbi Yochanan then say that the person is not being over? The animal is also a traced of Avodah Zarah, and he's not chayiv nisa. It's a plea. So again, the Sfaras HaFuchas needs clarity, and Rabbi Yochanan with an emphasis on Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. So the way to explain this, and then sort of to get back to our sugya, plug in a lot of the problems in our sugya. So you have to realize that when a person is oisik, rachman l'shlan and avodah zarah, okay, so they're really two separate categories of action and results that are happening by every mice of Avodah Zarah. Okay? And we have number one, the Gavra, who's engaged in foreign activity, in honoring or worshipping Avodah Zarah. That's mitzvah the person. And then you have another element, which is that the person is being miyachet. Hazmoneh is identifying the object, the animal, or whatever the thing at hand is, he's identifying that as Avodah Zarah. Either as an Avodah Zarah, or as what we call takhoivis of Avodah Zarah. Okay, they're very similar in that regard, that they're awesome. In other words, when somebody goes ahead and he worships something, assuming that it's something that he can ask, two things are happening. One thing is, he's engaged in idolatry, okay? He's engaged in Avodah Zarah. And the second thing that's happening is the chesed that he's worshipping is becoming a chesed shel Avodah Zarah with all the ramifications. All the ramifications of a chesed of Avodah Zarah. That's what's happening. Okay. Now, clearly, the Chi of Misa, you can analyze. What is the Chi of Misa coming from? Okay. Is the Chi of Misa coming just for the idolatry? Is the Chi of Misa coming in the fact that he's created something of Avodah Zarah? Okay? Now, somebody goes ahead and they worship a mountain. That's the case of the Gemara. Okay? Seems clear from that circuit that although you're being miyached the har of Avodah Zarah, it's not chal. The har remains permitted. The mountain remains permitted. Still, in all the person's Chayiv Misa, it seems clearly that the Chayiv Misa is not the fact that he's miyachad in Tavad Yisrael. If that's what it is, then he should be put. That's the Chayiv what should happen. Now, on the other hand, by the mountain, I have to know what is the pshat that it doesn't become of it itself. There are two aspects here. One aspect is that a person could worship something without having in mind that it should be an Avodah Zarah, period. In that case, he's not being miyachad the chetz for Avodah Zarah. By the mountain, the person is being miyachad the chetz to be Avodah Zarah. The only thing is, there's a disqualification, or you call it an immunity. There's an immunity that the mountain has from actually getting a halacha of Avodah Zarah. So it's not that mitzad the gavra, you're not being miyachad of Avodah Zarah. That's not the issue. The issue is that there's an inherent equal from the Torah that says that it can't become. A taka, there's an avnei shayim in Avodah Zarah, and he says it clearly. Avnei Shayim says, I'll read you his piece, says, the MS, the how, is Shaotam Oivdei, Aloy Mishtachada, Umiyachdei, Lavei Dezor. The Hagam Shachetet, Eni Nepach, Lavei Dezor. Eni Nas, Lavei Dezor. Right? Even though the object now, once you walk away from doing your thing, the object remains a double mutter. Mikomokoim, he says, still in all, Maisha Avoida, Sherosa, Usheyichet Adobo Lavidezova. He was Miyachet of Avidezova. That's our says, and that's really full thrust of Avidezova. He says, the Ilu ain't come out of the Zara. If you're going to tell me there's no Maisa Yichud of the Zara, then the Hoya Mishayat is there. Ubi Mishtacha Belaha, Apa Pisha Aha Mutu Machmas Xeris Akosa, even though the mountain is permitted, the Komoka Ma Mishtacha Bechai Misa. He says, why? May the Chiv Misa Toli Ba Avoida This is the bottom line. So it comes out that according to the way he understands, it's like this. A part of idolatry, in order to be Chayiv Misa, a person has to say, this is a god. It's not enough that he's being Isaac in idolatry. He has to have a designation. And that's the way Yishtachav El-Eil Acheo, the creation of another El. And without that concept, that would not be a full-fledged Maisa Avodah Zarah. That's what he says, and the truth is that as we look in the psukim and the sugyas hashas, that's the mashmoyt of what every other deserves. The yachad le lehus, being the yachad this thing as a god. So lu yitzur, you would have a mice of a deserve without being the yachad. It would be a problem. I want to tell you now, if that's the case, we can understand Rav Yechanan very simply. Very, very simple. Okay? Rav Yechanan is saying that although there's a halach of mechashem me'avodah l'avodah, we learn out by kachem, mechashem me'avodah l'avodah. What is the concept of mechashem me'avodah l'avodah? Could you actually say that this person already had a kavanah she'oy l'shma? This is what we were analyzing last week. I believe what the Gemara is saying here in Sanhedrin is that that kavanah that you're thinking about what the future is going to be, that kavanah is not happening now. That's just a projection. That's right now happening, that kavanah. But it's enough of a kavanah in order to be ma'akad adin l'shma of the court. In other words, in the ikar halacha, and this is the big chiluk between machshava l'shma by kachin and machshava l'tzeiv avodah zarah. Machshava shalei l'shma by kachin is like what the Rav explains in the Sfasemes. It's uprooting the l'shma of the kachin. That's really what it is. It's uprooting the l'shma of the kachin. And therefore, if Yechanan holds that akira does not require that you should be doing it at the same time, because the shalom l'shma is nothing more than being oiker, the built-in l'shma that's in the car. So once you say that my plan, my anticipation, is to do a shalom l'shma here, by doing that, you're being oiker the l'shma that's in this car. The carbon has a built-in l'shma. You've been megaladas. That's not what you plan to do. You've been megaladas. That's not what you plan. And that's the reason why if Yechanan holds, the carbon becomes possible. Because you oiker, whatever the akira l'shma, shalom l'shma does, you've done it. Now, when it comes to avodah zarah, how much will being done the chiyuv misa? Okay? Chiyuv misa is because of the avodah zarah itself. L'maisa, in the shechita itself, you didn't have a maisa of avodah zarah. So since you didn't have a ma'isa of avodah zarah in the shechita itself, we can't be mechayev yomisa. Not shayach to be mechayev yomisa. Because there was no yichud of ma'isa of avodah zarah. A yoyis said there was no yichud of avodah zarah at this point. So we do l'shma could be poigah. By kachrim, there's a concept of l'shma, shalom l'shma. But as far as the person, the gavur being chayev misa, has to be that he was engaged in identifying a specific avodah zarah and a specific form of avodah zarah. And l'maisi has not done that in the shechita itself. And that would be the explanation why Rav Yechanan says that to be chayiv misa, absolutely not. I, mishtacha v'lahach, I, Rish Lakish, is taina, mishtacha v'lahach. The answer is very simple. Mishtacha v'lahach, over there, he has designated it avodah zarah. Nothing's missing. The only reason why the ha doesn't become usher is his exeris akosos, eleheim alahogim, eleheim alahogim. One's out of a pasuk, but you can't asher the mount. Okay? So it's nothing missing mitzvah the other. The other has done everything he has to do. Everything he's not allowed to do, but everything he has to do to make it into an avodah zarah. And that's the reason why Chayiv Misa. If Yechanan would say Mashenkin, Sheikhet al Manas Lizvayk, right now, when he did Shechita, would he engage in being the Yachet, this animal of avodah zarah? The answer is no. And therefore, he holds that Chayiv Misa there isn't. Okay, I'll continue next week.